This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Melissa Block. Today, President Bush said the United States has a long-term commitment to helping the victims of the earthquake and tsunami in the Indian Ocean, but he stopped short of promising more money for relief.
The dollars are demand-driven. In other words, the key is to provide immediate relief, which we are doing, and then to work with governments and the United Nations to assess the needs.
President Bush speaking today at the White House. One objective of the tsunami relief effort has been to stop epidemics from developing. As NPR's Richard Knox reports, officials at the World Health Organization still fear that could happen.
Rob Holden is responsible for coordinating the World Health Organization's response to the tsunami and its aftermath from its regional office in New Delhi. He says it's not surprising that epidemics haven't broken out yet.
You don't tend to have, you know, disease outbreaks in the first week or 10 days or so. So we're entering what you might call a really critical phase at the moment.
At any moment, Holden fears he might start to see cholera, typhoid, dysentery, other diarrheal diseases, respiratory infections, measles outbreaks. And that's just the beginning. Holden says the WHO calculates 2 million people have been displaced by the tsunami.
They're living in some kind of what you might class as camps or settlements and in pretty poor conditions. And then on top of that, you have anywhere between 300,000 and 500,000 who suffered some form of trauma, and some of that quite severe.
Those numbers are a guesstimate, to use Holden's word, of the looming death toll if aid agencies can't get clean water, antibiotics, vaccines, and trained personnel to areas of highest risk.
Our judgment is that, you know, if we don't get the systems in place, if we don't get those resources in place, the risk is that we will see the secondary disaster, which will be potentially the doubling of the number of deaths so far.
Dr. Lee Jong-wook, the WHO's director general, has repeatedly raised that very possibility. But that doesn't necessarily mean the nightmare will come to pass.
He was speaking about a worst-case scenario.
Dr. Michael Ryan is one of the WHO's top epidemic specialists. His group in Geneva was instrumental in limiting the spread of SARS 2 years ago.
We have a huge opportunity to head off this potential impact, and I think Dr. Lee was just warning the world that we need to prevent the worst-case scenario. He wasn't predicting it.
Ryan's top priority is to get the earliest possible warning when a disease outbreak starts. That will allow rapid deployment of whatever it takes to limit the epidemic. Right now, surveillance relies on paper reports relayed from one layer of public health agencies to another.
So that's like a rumor management system, a way of picking up major issues that may be occurring.
But within days, Ryan says there should be a network of computers and satellite phones linking remote workers directly to operation centers in New Delhi and Geneva. There will also be field laboratories to provide instant diagnosis.
We're implementing an early warning and response electronic information system that will allow data right from the field to be transmitted right the way through the system and made available at all levels very, very quickly. And that's a big innovation.
The system was first tested in Darfur, Sudan. But can all this fancy technology really head off or minimize epidemics? Public health experts think it might. In places such as Bangladesh, fast response has drastically reduced the deadliness of flood-connected epidemics in recent decades. Health officials say they've also learned how to set up refugee camps to minimize disease. Dr. Michael Van Rooyen of the Harvard School of Public Health says he's optimistic a secondary tsunami disaster can be headed off.
At least we've got hope. You know, it might be chaotic, it might be difficult, the needs might be tremendous, but the world is better equipped than ever to be able to handle something like this, and they're really mobilizing.
But WHO's Mike Ryan says it'll be weeks before he expects to breathe any sighs of relief. Richard Knox, NPR News.